Welcome back to Fork This with Intoxicate. I am your host, Intoxicate Kate Slunts, coming at you Wednesdays at 6 p.m. on 1490 WGCH, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. on Westchester Talk Radio, and of course, your favorite podcast platforms. Now, you know I love chatting about food. I'm an eater. It's who I am. But you know what? I love introducing very cool things to you. And right now, I am sitting with Billy Blanks Jr., the artistic director of the Wall Street Theater in Norwalk. And this is something that people need to have on their radar, right?
Oh, yes. Hello. Thank you for having me, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm happy to have you. First of all, theater is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
Yeah, it's so exciting because, you know, the theater is 102 years old. And so to see it come back to life, it's incredible. You know, when I first got this job, it was just a room full of dirt.
Oh yeah.
And so to see where it's at now, it's incredible.
It's really cool. And you know, you've got this historical aspect, which walking in, you might not really recognize because like you said, it's so, the interior is so amazing.
Yeah. They preserved everything. They preserved the proscenium, the chandeliers.
Oh, wow.
All of those mosaics, everything we have is from the original theater, which they preserved.
That's really amazing. And you're doing this amazing job balancing the old and the new because you're bringing so many cool things here.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm excited about the programming coming up because we're trying to make it a little different than the other theaters in the Fairfield area because we wanted to have more than just concerts. We do have concerts, which are incredible shows, you know, but we also have some Broadway. We have a teen musical theater program. We have Connecticut's Got Talent. We have a lot of different stuff to involve the community, which I'm really excited about.
You're making it interactive. You're making it fun, and I'm loving it. So tell me, how long ago did you start here? You said 7 years?
Yeah, no. So the theater has been open since May 15th of last year.
Okay.
And so I got here in February.
Oh, February.
Last year,
okay. February, I don't know why I'm adding 7 years here.
Yeah, it was closed for 20 years, and then we just reopened.
Okay. And why did you want to work here?
So for me, theater is my life. I was starred as Tyrone in the Broadway musical Fame.
Okay.
And I've been doing that and directing, and it's something that I love. And I was coming to Stamford, so it was my first time to Connecticut, coming to Stamford doing a fitness event.
Okay.
I was coming there, and I was the celebrity guest for their Stamford Health and Wellness Fitness event at Chelsea Piers. And I did that for 1 year, second year I came back, and the third year I came back, I met this woman who was like, you know, I work with these people that have a theater in Norwalk. It's not finished yet, but it's going to open soon. Would you want to be the artistic director? And I was like, of course, that's in my alley. It's what I love doing. I've been trying to get back to the East Coast. And so then I came to see the theater, and when I say it was just like dirt, there was no stage. It was like a hole in the ground. There was like, and I was like, they want me to move from LA, give up my studio and come in and do this. I'm like, it's not ready yet. And she's like, it's going to be ready. Trust me. You know, and I came back literally 6 months later, and it was, you know, it wasn't done, but you could see what it was going to be. You know what I mean? And I was just so excited because it's what my passion is.
Mm-hmm.
And to bring this theater back to life is it's like a dream come true.
And what do you love about theater?
Oof, what do I love? on both ends, since I direct and I also perform, I love the element of live theater and just the fact that it touches you, in my opinion, different than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I love films, I love TV, but something about stage and watching a performance, like we had Macy Gray on our stage, and she got to a point in her show where it was so cool to watch how enthralled the audience was with her. They just couldn't do anything. They just were so enthralled with the way she was performing. And the same with Connecticut's Got Talent. You know, we have these people coming in that have never been on a stage before, but when they hear the crowd start cheering for them, it brings me to tears. You know what I mean? So it's something that's just different, having that live theater, that element.
It's really kind of like that touchy feel element to me.
Yep.
I've never performed, I'll be honest. I mean, you know.
This is performing.
Well, yes, but I mean, in front of like a live audience in a theater production, it maybe in elementary school, that's pretty much been it. But I definitely go to the theater, you know, I love it when I like all of a sudden just be like, oh, I'm in a theater.
Yeah.
Like you get lost in the story almost. And that's, I think, a pretty powerful thing to be able to do that. And then I also love it because you can see the same show 20 times
and it can change.
It can change.
Yeah, that's what I love about it too. And even as a performer, that's one of the fun things, you know, because you do, when I was doing Fame, you know, you deliver the same line, same scene, same songs, but there's always something different that's going to happen during the show. Somebody may say their line different, somebody may forget a line, something may fall on the stage, you know what I mean? And it's how you recover and what happens with it that makes it fun. And so I think that is one of the elements that I do love.
It kind of keeps you on your toes,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about some of the programming that you have coming up that you're super excited about.
All right, so first what I'll talk about is our teen musical theater program. I talk about that because that one is like the heart of this theater. What I love about it is we have kids coming in from all of Fairfield County, and they're getting a chance to actually learn how to mount a Broadway show. Because I've actually done, you know, real Broadway, I'm connecting them to real Broadway performers. So even this time, we're going to produce the show Hairspray. They're coming in. They're going to work with Lilias White, a Tony Award winner, who is getting ready to start another show on Broadway. She's also going to do a concert here. So they're going to work with her. They're going to perform in her show. You know what I mean? And so I have all this stuff happening. So that way these kids are coming in. And by the time they leave, it's not just doing like a high school show. It's like going, whoa, we learned how to mount a show. We mounted the musical Fame with them in 4 weeks, which is next to impossible because it's a full-fledged show. You know what I mean? And so I'm excited for that because we're going to be doing Hairspray. We're working on one of my close friends, getting her here for spring, Paula Abdul, which will be incredible.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Well, all right. Keep going, and then we're going to talk about what you just said.
Yeah, we're negotiating right now, and I'm so excited for that. We have coming up a cool thing. We're working with this new company, Manic Presents and Premier Concerts, and they're bringing us tons of incredible like rock concerts and funk and soul concerts. So those things are coming up. We have Connecticut's Got Talent coming up, which is going to be real cool. We have a band in Brew Night, which is all local bands, and beer for cheap, you know. So we're trying to do everything that includes, you know, the community.
So you do have food, and is it just food or drinks?
Just drinks.
Just
we
drinks.
Have snacks sometimes, but it's just drinks.
All right, yeah. So you can, you know, have a cocktail while you're watching a show.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. we have three bars, so you can drink.
Yeah, you can drink. You can drink. Just backing up a little bit, because you dropped, I believe it was my close friend Paula Abdul.
Yes.
So how does that happen?
So I've known Paula since I was, 11 years old. She's like a big sister to me. So she mentored me. She used to come to my dad's fitness studio, and we just connected. And so ever since then, she kind of mentored me as a performer and kind of stayed with me. And we've just been friends forever since, you know? And so she's going back on the road for the first time in 25 years. And I called her. I'm like, you have to come to my theater. And
yes.
So we're a smaller venue than the venue she's playing.
But they're trying
to make it work. And
yeah.
So I'm so excited about it. So it's going to be cool.
That'll be really cool.
Yep.
And then what I really want to also chat with you about is Connecticut's Got Talent. Because I think this is very cool. And, you know, before we kind of got on air, I shared with you that I really have no musical talent. I have been known to frequent karaoke bars and think that I have, with no liquor involved at all.
You have a karaoke night coming too, so come to that. We have one coming.
I do not need any liquor persuasion to get on stage and sing.
Uh-huh.
But I'm terrible. I am not, I have no talent. It's just fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about, kind of the format for this.
So the way that we do it, we do three audition shows and then one live show. So if anybody is listening, and they sing, they act, they dance, they do magic, they do a specialty, anything. We're looking for talent. We're looking for more talent. Those three audition shows, what they do is we have about 20 to 25 acts each show. They come on stage. They perform for a live audience. There are four or five judges. We have Greer Fredericks from Peaches coming over.
Yeah.
We have Ethan Isaacs coming over.
Okay.
You know, Suzanne does it. Sometimes we have Senator Bob Duff. The mayor, Reeling, comes in. And what they do is the judges help us pick and select five people from each of the audition shows. And then we go to the finale show and everybody comes back and does one final performance. Then we crown the winner. And so we do, third prize is $250. Second prize is $500. And first prize is $1,000. Plus they get a headline show here at the theater.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
And we find some incredible gems. When I tell you the first round of Connecticut's Got Talent, the reason why we did it again is the show just blew up. The first show, we had about 150 people here, and then it was like 300 people, and then 500 for the third one, and then it was sold out for the last show. But we found some incredible gems. You know, we found this 17-year-old magician. His name is TJ Salta. that came on stage, and I'm not a magic person, and whatever this kid did, it was so mind-blowing, but also his stage presence was something like, you knew he's going to be a star. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So he was one of them, and then we found Ricky Stevens, who won Connecticut's Got Talent, who I don't know if you've heard her sing, but she's one of those ones that she sent in her audition video, and I remember watching this and going, oh my gosh. And she didn't even know that she, like what was so touching to me is she doesn't know, she didn't know how good she was.
Oh, wow.
And so when she came on stage and Ethan was the one that picked her as his choice, sent her directly to the finale, she just started crying, and I'm standing on the stage crying because I'm hosting the show.
Yeah.
So I'm crying too because I was like, wow, you know, it's just, it's incredible.
You're giving me the chills just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
It's so cool to see people, you know, kind of get up there and just display their passion and their talent.
Yeah, and what I love with the show is we are mentoring this talent. You know, Ricky has gone on to do, we had her star in Fame, we had her do other things, you know, with the theater, but she's also in other venues.
Mm-hmm.
And then also one of our I think our third place winner was a rapper. He actually moved on. His name is Khalil Williams, and he moved on, and we had him open for Wu-Tang Clan, which performed here.
That's crazy.
So it's like all these opportunities that come from it to me is what this is all about.
That's,
you know?
So cool. And so if someone, again, is listening right now, do they just have to show up to the audition show?
No, so they go to wallstreettheater.com.
Okay.
And then you'll see CGT and just click on that and they register right there.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
And do they have to upload a video?
Yeah, so we have it so they can just put a link if they have something of them singing or upload a video or send us a track or anything, what it is, you know, depending on what their act is. It's great to see something. But yeah, it has all the stuff up on the site to register.
Well, I'm really good at eating, but I'm not sure that's going to really win me
$1,000.
I'm like trying to think, how can I enter this?
I love eating too, by the way. I'm a foodie. I love to cook and I love to eat.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Have you eaten any of the places in Norwalk?
I've been to Bar Sugo, which I love. I've been over to, where did they take me the other day?
Is it
Prime.
Washington
yes,
Prime.
That was
yes.
great. Washington Prime. That
All right,
was great.
What'd you have there?
I had something random, which I never really don't. I don't eat fish.
Okay.
And they gave me some kind of like an octopus thing that I tried it and I liked it. I was shocked.
Yeah.
And I had shrimp.
Octopus is good.
And so I want to try the steak, obviously, because it sounds like it's good, right?
Yeah, you have to go. Have to go.
All right.
I'm glad that you're starting to pop around.
Oh,
so many cool places.
Yeah, I've been to what's the other one over there? Killer Bee Burger.
Yeah.
That was great. I've been over there. And then there was a Chinese food place that went over there too, which I liked. Can't remember the name of it right now.
Oh, good.
But yeah.
Good. Yeah. It's fun to kind of explore when you're in a certain location.
Oh yeah.
So you mentioned a whole ton of programming, and I feel like it kind of ran the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something specific that you look for in programming to bring to Norwalk that is, you know, something you're looking for, that something special?
You know, for me specifically, because I do more of the art side, you know what I mean?
Okay.
We do now have like a concert booker that's bringing in concerts, which I still will bring in concerts, obviously, like Paula and different stuff like that. But for me, I look for stuff that is family encompassing, you know what I mean? Something that the family can come to, whether it's, you know, like even Betty Buckley. I brought Betty Buckley into this theater, who is, you know, Tony Award winner from Cats. You know what I mean? That she's more of an older skewed audience, but it also could fit for the family because it's Broadway. You know what I mean? And so I try to bring in stuff that encompasses the family. For me, I like basically everything. I like country music. I like hip hop music. I like, you know, dance stuff. And so I'm kind of open to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to see what the area wants. I think for me, what I'm trying to do is kind of give them like a smorgasbord of things to choose from.
Yeah.
And then look and go, okay, that played well here or this played well here. You know what I mean? And so I'm learning. You know, one of the shows that played the most well here was Thunder from Down Under. And that shocked me. You know what I mean? When
all right, you have to explain. I know what Thunder from Down Under is, but can you explain it to the listeners?
So basically, the president of the theater and I were talking, and she's like, oh, she goes, there's this show called Thunder from Down Under. She said, I think it might play well here. And I'm like, what is it? And so I looked it up, and it's these male strippers. But the thing is, it's what I can honestly say is they were the sweetest guys. It's not like raunchy and gross. It's actually kind of fun. It was actually a really fun show. We've had them here twice.
Okay.
And both times they filled up the venue. They're the sweetest, most wonderful guys, and it's a great show. It's a fun show.
All right. You know what I mean? But they're not like stripping down totally, right?
No.
Okay.
No, they got stuff on. No,
okay. They
like
still
that.
Have on. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So they're having
it's
fun with
classy
it.
Classy stripping.
It's, yeah.
Fun.
Like
yeah.
teasing.
It's like,
teasing.
It's like the movie Magic Mike. You
oh,
know what I mean?
Okay.
Like
so you, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
fun.
From
they're
down
interactive.
Under.
They bring women on stage. You know what I mean? But and it's just the funniest thing because even for those shows, you know, I'm one of the only men working here, and so it was the funniest thing, like walking through the audience just to go to get somewhere, and the women are like, whoa, like screaming. I'm like, I'm not in this show. What's happening?
They think you're part of it, Billy. Yeah,
it's just, I think it was just the male energy because yeah, yeah, the show hadn't started and they're like, there's a guy.
So, it's starting. Here he is. Yes. That's so
it was
great. Funny.
No, but it that show is fun and it does well here. And you know, even our band in Brews, I have fun with them because it's seeing local talent get on stage and to see them. And everybody's so grateful because we have a phenomenal venue. We have phenomenal sound, phenomenal lighting. So we're not just throwing together a show where you come in and it's like a cheap show. Even if a band's coming in that doesn't normally play a stage this size, they're getting to play quality.
That's very cool.
That's great.
Now, the Band and Brews, when does that start?
So we have those going once a month.
Oh, okay. So yeah, once a month. We can kind of pick that up. And, of course, give me the website one more time.
WallStreetTheater.com.
Okay. We can check out everything there.
And we have improv in the lobby, which is a lot of fun. You know what I mean? You can come and participate in that. We got a lot of stuff.
You are doing so many things that I wanted, that I'm getting really excited about. You're going to just see me out. You're like, Kate, all right.
So you said you karaoke.
Yeah,
and we do have a karaoke night coming up.
So, okay,
so I'm
going to
force you to come
night.
To that because it's on the stage, which makes it a little different.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a little. Because how many seats do you actually have in the theater?
So there's 700 seated. It's 1,000 standing room.
Okay, so
depending on the type of show.
Yeah,
karaoke night we do standing room because people like to dance.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So we have like a DJ that plays, then we'll do karaoke DJ, and it goes back and forth.
Oh, so it goes back. So it's like a party.
Yep.
I love it. You're switching it up here. Before I let you go, because I know you're very busy, I wanted to ask you about the Wall Street Theater being part of Norwalk Now. Mm-hmm. This amazing marketing collaborative, initiative in Norwalk. Why was that something that you guys wanted to be a part of?
Well, I think it's the most important thing to come together with the businesses. I think, you know, a lot of times businesses compete, and especially I'm from LA. And so it's like, people don't really come together. It's more like, we want to be better than you, even if it's not the same type of business. Mm-hmm. And what I love about what Norwalk Now is doing is it's bringing everybody together going, hey, we can actually help each other if we all promote each other and partner and do events with each other. And I think it's such a smart business. It's such a smart way to do this. And I think it's great because it's connecting me to things that I didn't even know existed here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm in East Norwalk, but in Sono, there's all these places that I'm like, oh my God, that's over there. And I think it's great. And Norwalk Now is making everybody aware of that. And I'm so glad to be a part of that. Even like they did the scavenger hunt thing that came here.
Yeah, the city hunt. I was going to say to you, that was one of my favorite city hunt moments.
Yeah.
Was coming into the theater and watching people go crazy trying to find those drink tokens. Yep. It was, you know, like, and it's so funny because you see everybody come in the room and everyone's an adult.
Yeah.
You know, it was adults
only.
And then they
start running around.
And then they start running around acting like crazy people. It was great. I loved it.
It was so funny because I also love to see people that were figuring out, because I think you had to take a picture of the marquee or some kind of thing, and seeing them come inside and then figure out what they had to do and like not wanting the other people to know. So it's like this kind of like a psycho run where it's quiet, but it's like fast. And so it was. That was making me laugh so hard to see that. You
it's
know?
So great. I love it. And that, you know, you guys are doing such great things here. I cannot wait to start going to karaoke. And I have to at least go to one of the Connecticut's Got Talent shows.
Please do. You know what I mean? I want to see what you think of it. You know what I mean? But I appreciate that. I really do.
Well, we were saying this before. You know, there's talent shows on TV. Mm-hmm. But being able to be in an audience with people locally and to see what you have locally in your own town or even in your own county, it makes it so much different. Like you really want to root for people.
Yeah.
And it's so, I think it's really surprising to see how many people are really excellent at what they do in terms of their passion, whatever, you know, their kind of persuasion is in terms of their talent. But it's just so cool to see. And I think it would be really fun. Like I was telling you before, I get the chills when I see some performers up on stage. I think I might just like literally be in like a ball of tears.
Yeah, you'll be a ball of tears. I'm telling you, that's one of the things that I think was so great after the very first show. Because the very first show, nobody knew what this was going to be. This was an idea that I had to go, can we do this like locally? Would this work? And the first day, you know, we're throwing it together, we're putting it together, and it was so funny because all the audience members were coming up to me after going, oh my gosh, I bought tickets. They bought tickets for the next three shows because they were like, I did not know this is what I was going to feel from coming to the show. You know what I mean? They thought, oh, my kid's coming to audition, and they're like, I want to see what happens in the next one, you know, and it is. It becomes something that you get emotionally connected to it because you see people literally going, you know, getting critique from the judges. We have great judges, so they're not those kind of judges that are doing the Simon thing where they're hurting your feelings.
Right.
But they may give real critique that's like, hey, you know, the song you chose was not the right song or whatever it is. And you see people going, okay, I'm going to come back. I'm going to come stronger. And already I've seen people re-sign up that were in the last one are coming back. You know what I mean? So
I don't think I could be a judge because I think I would be like, all right, everybody, it's going to the final. Like, $1,000 for everybody.
You know what's funny is I've feel like because that's kind of me too. I don't like, I feel like uplifting people rather than bringing somebody down. But I started to learn, you know, there is a way to give people something that will make them stronger. If you truly care, there's a way to say it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's just the way that it is. And we have pretty good judges. We have a couple moments. I think there was one, my dad was a celebrity judge for one of the first shows. And it was so funny because he had a moment that I was like, what is he doing? You know, this little beautiful girl got up and she sang and she was, you know, maybe made a couple of mistakes. And he told her, he's like, you know, you were pitching. And I was like, Dad, of all people, why would you? The girl, the little kid. You know what I mean? But, you know, every judge is different. You know what I mean? That's what also does make it fun. But, you know, they're pretty kind and respectful, which is great.
That's great. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.
Of course.
And to kind of give us the lowdown on the really cool things that you're doing right here at the Wall Street Theater.
Of course. Hopefully you'll come back and interview some of our guests or performers.
Oh,
sometimes.
I would love that. You know? Just let me know and I'll come
when Paula comes.
When Paula comes. I can't even imagine. I would literally probably lose my mind. That's like, I'm the minute you say her name, I'm flashing back to my memories, roller skating in the basement.
Straight up.
Forever Your Girl. Yep. Yeah.
It's called the Straight Up Tour.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. Well, Billy, thank you so much for coming on today's show.
Thank you for having me.
You're the greatest.
Well, we have to take a quick break. You're listening to Fork This with Intoxicate. Keep it locked right here at 1490 WGCH.